The pattern itself will start, and I'll put in some black here, and we'll
Lily hopes it's in front of a 5-foot-long wooden loom carved by her father. It's the second week of a year-long project, but the Chilkat robe is already taking shape. Chunky stripes of black and yellow.
Right now, I am traveling from right to left.
Hope weaves across the loom, a motion she describes as jumping jacks for her fingers. And she says this is the first time in years she's had regular hours away from her kids.
I don't know about other moms who have gone back to work, but it's pretty emotionally challenging. And then it's ultimately gratifying, satisfying to be here to weave. But it's a constant opportunity cost of, like, what am I giving up to be able to weave and what am I giving up to stay home?
Hope says Chilkat blankets are one of the most prestigious ceremonial dance robes. The warp, which kind of looks like yarn, hangs free, vertically on the loom. The warp is made of merino wool, twined with strips of cedar. At the bottom, strings are clumped together in a row of tiny socks. Actually, Hope's kid socks. And her own, from when she was a kid.
I love having all the generations, you know, sitting here or hanging out with us, little feet hanging out.
When Hope was about 6 years old, she remembers her mother learned to weave from Ginny Clinat.
I don't know if you've ever been to an elderly native household, but it smelled like seal oil or it smelled like fibers. And if I could go back in time and smell that again, I know that it would be, you know, that would be so vivid in my mind.
Her mom tried to teach her. But as a teen, she says she thought it was dull. Then in her 20s, she picked up Raven's Tail weaving and later Chilkat.
It was interesting to return to it and feel that similar, like, time passing, but not to be bored by it.
The Portland Art Museum has Chilkat robes from 3 generations of weavers, including Hope's mom, Clarissa Rizal. Museum curator Dina Dart says the blankets will be part of a traveling exhibit. It's called The Art of Resilience. The Continuum of Tlingit Art.
In showing the continuum in this big exhibition, it made sense to me to commission a robe by one of Clarissa's students, right, and to extend that genealogy to a fourth generation.
That fourth generation being Hope. Dart thinks no other museum in the country has a lineage of Chilkat robes like this. But she says the blankets don't just belong to the museum. They belong to the tribes, too. That's why the museum loans the items for ceremonies.
One of the things that we're really working on here at the Portland Art Museum is having those important objects be a part of the living culture.
Dart says she'd like to see Hope and her mom's robe dance together someday. Back at the loom, Hope's finishing up the border on the Chilkat robe. Soon she'll start the process of weaving Tlingit moieties in the design.
So we've got the raven teaching the eagle, teaching the raven, teaching the raven. So it's a lineage robe, honoring our teachers.
Hope isn't posting photos on Facebook or Instagram of her progress with the weaving. She's keeping with tradition. The blanket won't be seen by the masses until it's finished. Hope says she doesn't weave when she's angry. And when she's at the loom, she only weaves with a feeling of gratitude.
How lucky am I to sit here in front of this piece in this ancient art form to have my hands in this warp and just be like, wow, it's a little overwhelming and kind of leaks into the rest of my life to have, like, gratitude to be able to do this, but gratitude to go home and see my kids.
She says at first she was afraid to spend the 1,000 hours it takes to weave the Chilkat blanket alone.
What do you do with yourself all day, with your thoughts? And it hasn't scared me as much as I thought it would. It's not that scary.
The Chilkat robes will travel with the Art of Resilience around the country next year, then possibly to Paris, and back to Juneau in 2019 for a 10,000-square-foot exhibition. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.